But I think that's the true definition of love and forgiveness, is loving them even when you don't get the feeling that you want and you don't get the closure that you want. And when you can clearly see that this person is, in your opinion, in the wrong, but letting right. it be okay. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where I'm sitting here with my co-host, Evans.
Hillary.
We got to tell people about that. First of all, I'm going to welcome you to the show, because if you don't know what Questionably Awesome is, this is the place where you're going to get some info and a lot of questionably awesome things. If you're here to not laugh or be ridiculous, you might want to head on over to another interview, because this is going to annoy you, piss you off, or you just might find that you have a funny bone in your body that you didn't know.
Yeah, which I would love to see that happen.
Tell me where your funny bone is.
In my stomach?
I don't know. What were you just saying before that?
That my name was Hillary?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's my first name.
Did you know that, Alyssa? We have Alyssa who's filming right now. Her real name is Hillary, but she's been called Evans her whole life.
Yep. I mean, Evans is my middle name, so it's technically still mine.
I don't even know, like, I didn't know how to feel when I first... I guarantee everybody just pulled their cars over to the side and they're taking heavy breaths right now.
I just shocked a lot of people.
They are. Do you relate more to Hillary Swank, do you think?
I do relate to Hillary Swank a lot, just because she's a fighter.
Like, do you know she works out of my gym every week?
Does she really? Yes,
I'm sweating right now.
It is really hot in here.
So hot. I'm in a bathrobe. I'm sweating. I'm on my third cup of coffee. I'm sick right now. There's a lot going on underneath this bathrobe.
So how are you feeling? Because it's your birthday eve.
I feel out of body right now, to be honest. I'm like, tomorrow's my birthday. I feel like I'm just getting better for the finish line, which is the birthday. Yeah. Let's hope that's not the finish.
Yeah, it's just the start.
I will say, like, every year, it's a weird year because it's my last year in my 30s, which is so weird. I feel like I'm in my 20s. So like it's just bizarre. Like, you hear your parents say that and you're like, yeah, whatever, you're old is, you know, whatever. Yeah. And truly, you don't, like, it's the weirdest. You feel more wise, but you do not feel older. And once in a while, I'll be like, I'll look in the mirror and be like, are you an older woman? Should you start dressing older?
No.
And the answer back is hell no.
Hell no.
So then I go challenge myself to buy myself something even younger.
I'm that's good.
What is Ariana Grande wearing?
Are you going to buy a baby Bjorn and hop in it?
Yeah. I'm like, Chris, on my birthday, carry me in this. And I'm going to just breastfeed on him too. Too far,
but
I'm on a Z-Pack. Do you know what you should do in life? Never take ownership over what you say. That will be a great way to live your life.
Blame it on everyone else.
Blame, complain, justify. You will lead a grandiose life.
Everything will be really positive in your life if you follow those three steps.
You'll have all the friends, all the spouses. Everyone will be drawn to you. Will become a magnet for good.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, Lord. So do you have a quote? Wait, no, a review. Why do I always do that? You'd think that on episode number, how many have we done together?
Oh.
Do you think like 30 by now?
Uh-oh. Oh.
That was Evans looking at the computer going, I don't think I have one.
I do have one.
Yay. Let's hear it.
Oh, actually, it's an old one. So I don't have one.
Okay, great. Do you know what we're going to do? I'm going to read this quote real quick. Okay. See if we could. Do you think you could find a review or no?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I'm going to read 10 quotes. Just kidding. All right. So this is
Confucius, because why not?
Love it.
It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. Here's the point. I can tell you that honestly, consistency has been the only thing. Like when people are like, how did you do this or that? Or what's going on in your life? What's going on in your life? Sorry, I'm on medication right now. How did you do this or that? I can honestly say consistency has always been the thing. It doesn't even matter if you are, I swear to you, even if you do 40 to 60% of something, you will eventually get there.
Yeah. Why is that so hard though? Consistency is really hard for me.
Like in what?
In everything.
But you're, so you're consistent in yoga, right?
Yeah, but it's still hard.
Of course it's hard.
I don't know. It's just, I think consistency is so hard. Like when your routine changes and it's the holiday season and there's a lot going on with your job. Uh-huh. It's so hard to make time.
Well, I think that.
It's an excuse.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. I feel that same exact way. Whenever I'm adding anything new in, it's like probably one of the world's hardest things. But I always think, am I okay with staying the same? Like I literally have that conversation with myself all of the time. Am I okay this next year if everything stayed the same? Like you really have to sit and allow yourself to go down that rabbit hole and actually meditate on if this next year does not change at all, how am I going to feel at that calendar flip? Like I...
Not good.
No, not good at all. Did you happen to find one?
Yes, I did.
Okay, let's do it.
It's from Lindsay Clicks. And I really like her last name. If yeah. Her last name is Clicks, that's really cool. It's with a K.
Okay, I love it.
This is actually my second review for this podcast. What? My first one was back when it first started and there were only a handful of episodes. This is the first podcast that I began listening to on a regular basis. And every podcast I listen to now, I first heard about here. I always listen while working alone in my pottery studio. And in every episode, I learn such amazing life lessons, gain inspiration, and have fun and laugh. This right here is what the world needs more of. Thank you, Lori, and thank you, Evans, for giving us all this amazing gift. Heart emoji.
Oh my God. Lindsay Clicks, thank you so much. We will send you something cool. Please write into customer service at loriharder.com. We'll send you something awesome. I don't know if I want to send her a mug because she makes pottery.
Yeah, she makes probably cool
mugs.
Maybe
we should send her a t-shirt or something. We're going to send you something awesome. Lindsay, thank you so much.
That was really lovely.
That was amazing. Always makes my day. Evans, do you have a quote?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Is it from Dolly Parton?
It is not from Dolly Parton this week.
Hey, she's hot right now. She's so everywhere. She's doing a Christmas special.
Yeah, she's on Netflix.
She's like all over the radio again.
People are loving some
Dolly.
You
know what? She has revived herself.
Amen.
I don't know. I might feel more feels for her than Madonna.
I know. I think Dolly is very wise.
I do too.
Obviously.
And she's looking younger and younger.
Yeah.
Kind of want to meet her doctor.
And her waist is like teeny tiny.
I don't understand.
Does she wear a girdle every day?
I think her shoulder pads are getting bigger.
Okay. It's just a distraction.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Like, is your waist getting smaller?
Are your shoulders getting broader?
But I can't fit through the door with my shoulders. But I'm just going to get like a 2x4 and put it in all of my jackets.
Yeah.
With the arms out and keep my arms actually
like
in.
Your waist looks so small.
Just not put that the arms all the way out with a 2x4, if you can picture this. So put a 2x4 through both of your arm sleeves, like long arm sleeves, and then actually put your arms down.
Yeah.
And put mittens on the ends of the 2x4.
Like a scarecrow.
Exactly. You'll look so tiny. Beauty hack.
Beauty
hack. Oh my God. Everybody thinks they know it all, but they don't.
They don't know.
That's a Midwest beauty hack. I can't. We have to do that and take a picture.
Okay, I'm in.
Look how tiny I look.
Look how great I look.
And look how many birds are sitting on my shoulders. Okay, moving on.
Okay, this quote is from Anon. Anonymous.
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 Okay.
When things aren't adding up in your life, start subtracting. Wait, did you say this at one sometime?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah. When things aren't adding up in your life, start subtracting.
I love that because I've been doing that. It's been the greatest thing ever because you cannot find clarity in clutter.
Oh, yeah.
I know this sounds crazy, but if your life is like a shit show, the first thing you should probably do is just start clearing out your house. I'm not even kidding.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm not even joking.
No, I literally do this all the time. I'm like, I feel crazy. I feel crazy in my closet. I feel crazy when I'm getting stuff from my bathroom drawers. I'm like, this needs to go because I can't even think. And that's just like a physical way to start setting up your environment and start even getting in your head and being like, this is a clearing phase. Yes. What else needs to go? And yes. then, you know, hopefully George and your husband stays.
Yeah, they get to stay.
Yeah.
We're doing it in sections. We're taking one section every night for like 30 minutes and just doing an audit.
Tell me about this. This is brilliant.
Well, I made a list because we live in a tiny apartment.
How'd you get the husband on board?
I just gently assigned tasks.
Oh, I like this.
It's a gentle assignment. I mean, I asked. I was like, hey.
Do you drink cocktails during it or no?
No, okay, cocktails.
Just wondering.
That would make it more fun though.
Yeah, maybe one night of the
yeah. week. But we just kind of, our apartment was getting overwhelmed. And
do you wear a teddy during this?
I wear a teddy the whole time. So that's why I was like, sure, I'll clean out the closet.
No. I just pictured you just with a baby Bjorn on and a teddy bear and be like, Adam, tonight you're going to get a treat. Yeah, I'm going to wear a teddy. And then he's like, ooh. And then you actually just wear a baby Bjorn with a teddy bear.
Yeah.
With a full jumpsuit on.
All day.
Full sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Keep going. I'm so sorry. People want to hear about
It's not that interesting, I swear.
No, people want to do this.
Oh.
Everyone has their hand up. I can see it.
Just make a list. All you have to do is make a list and you put those trouble spots, you know, those, you know, you have that drawer in your kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, you have that like space in your closet mm-hmm. or the chair. Does mm-hmm. anyone else have a chair?
Preach.
And do you know, okay.
A treadmill. That just has laundry
on it.
Uh-huh.
Or does anyone else do this? I hold on to bras and underwear for decades.
Yes. Why? Oh, it's bad. But here's what else I do that's really weird. Oh, I buy new ones. Yeah. I buy ones that are like gorgeous, right. sexy, never wear them. I go back to the 10-year reunion.
Yes, the
I'm
old
like,
tan
reunited
one.
Again.
That's holes
like,
in
I
it.
I saw you yesterday.
Doesn't even hold your top.
Oh, the elastic
up.
Is like see-through, like on just all the straps because you're just like,
yes, yeah. but it's comfortable.
So cozy.
Well, guess what?
What?
Those need to go out. You
oh,
need
no.
to get rid of those because they're haven't you all seen that Oprah where the everyone gets measured for a bra?
I did.
That was actually life-changing for a lot of people.
I actually just got measured for a bra and I was astounded that I really wasn't the size that I thought I was.
It's amazing.
And that it fits so much better.
And you
she was
look
like, no,
better.
Honey, this is your size. I was like, you crazy. I did that in the dressing room. You crazy.
Get out.
And she just threw the next bra over and was like, you weird.
But then you walked out a new woman.
New woman. I was like, this Madonna bra
with the points.
I look amazing.
Hey. Yeah.
And the kids were coming up like, ice cream. I need to move on. Please get me. Please help me.
You
send
wanna,
help.
Do you
Give
wanna,
me a question.
Do you want a question?
Oh, I'm scared right now. I'm scared. Give me a question. I don't know if I have an answer.
Okay. This question is from @CaitlinJansen. And the topic is communication.
Ooh.
Which we're doing really well.
I feel like a phenomenal communicator today. Phenomenal.
The question is, how do you overcome crying when in a serious heated argument with the significant other?
Mm. Okay. Well, I think that for me, I'm probably going to cry if it's a tough conversation mm-hmm. at the beginning. Like you always have that emotion that's always going to bubble up. Like, mm-hmm. so I think allowing myself that moment of knowing it's going to get super emotional and just saying, just give me a minute. This is a tough conversation for me to have. And you end up being able to have the conversation as long as you allow those emotions. I think that when we stop them, mm-hmm. and we talk about this a lot because this feeling comes with anything that's challenging, comes with when you want to do public speaking. Like there have been moments where right before, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Like I feel like it's just this awful. Tidal wave of emotion coming. And sometimes you do need to cry and sometimes you will have a little panic attack, but 90 seconds is what it takes for an emotion to wash over you. They say 90 seconds for you to like metabolize it. Mm-hmm. So just know you're going to have 90 seconds of emotion and pardon yourself. Like, and when I say pardon, I don't mean like, I don't
like
know.
The turkey pardon.
Yeah. You just literally say, you know, this is a tough conversation for me. I'm mm-hmm. going to get emotional. I just need 1 minute and then you'll basically overcome that. And I would say, make a list of what you want to say and literally bring that piece of paper into the conversation. What do you do?
Completely agree. I'm the biggest crier ever. So it pretty much happens every tough conversation.
Yeah.
And you just have to give yourself a little grace on that. And I love the list really helps. And kind of pre-rehearsing helps me too. Just saying, like thinking yes. about what I'm going to say and what I need to cover.
You have to pre-rehearse.
You gotta just think about what you're gonna say.
What does that look like for you? I know that you're you know, pre-rehearsing, but do you actually kind of like play it in your mind or verbalize it? Or do mm-hmm. you ever play it out with someone? Do you talk to somebody?
I do talk to a therapist. Mm-hmm. That's super helpful. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this person is talking to one, but I love going to a therapist and I recommend it for anyone.
No, I love that you do that. I literally love that. I feel like if I would have had a therapist earlier on in my relationship, it probably would have worked out a lot of stuff a lot sooner. But I think that they're so accessible now and it's mm-hmm. so not, it used to have a bit of a stigma around it. Not in LA, like I guess LA has always been like, you know, if you live in LA, you have a therapist. Yeah. I had no idea.
Me neither.
You're like, who's your therapist? Like you just get assigned one.
Yeah, you enter like, the LA county.
Oh, what block are you on? Oh, you block E? All right, you have this therapist. Yeah, you lucked out.
Dr. Mary.
Yeah, lucked out. Mm-hmm. Mary's got all the good advice. Yeah. The milkshakes in the yard.
She's got all the milkshakes mm-hmm. in the yard and you just rehearse what you're going to say, Caitlin. And don't be upset about crying.
Yeah. Grace around crying. You're going to cry because it's a tough thing and it's something that you're not used to. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you get more used to having tough conversations, I hear this all the time, like, but it's so hard. I'm like, but it's something you haven't practiced.
Yeah.
Everything has massive resistance in the beginning. And then you get to this place where you realize what the reward is on the other side. And you just start, you actually start to not look forward, but you know that once it creates that clarity in your life, you start mm-hmm. to see all of these areas where you are feeling clogged or stuck, just like you're cleaning in your apartment. Like
right.
once you start cleaning, you're like, oh no, we can't have any of this because uh-uh. once you start getting clarity, it really magnifies where you do not have clarity in your life or where yes. something is not flowing and you go straight for it.
Amen.
Do you have Amen. Another question?
Yes. This is from @Andy_Ruth. How do you know Andy Ruth.
I kind of want to call her baby.
I know. That's a really good candy bar that mm-hmm. is underrated in my opinion. How do you know when you need to have a tough conversation versus handling the issue with yourself?
Mm. All right. So, I mean, we would need context for this, but I would say for me, how do I know when I have to have a tough conversation? If it's somebody that I know is not committed to the relationship, that doesn't actually want to put in work. Mm-hmm. And I know it's just like, if I really ask myself that question, like, is this person really committed to our relationship and is willing to see my point of view? Then I'm going to have a tough conversation. If I think that there's even more than a 50% chance, I'm going to do that just for my peace of mind. Mm-hmm. If I know it's someone who's totally unreasonable, and like, I think we know who these people are in our life, that no matter how nice you put it, no matter how much champagne you gave them, like yeah. it's going to end badly because they just have to be right. Then I'm not even going to waste my energy and I'm going to forgive them and potentially do my best to either let it be, or if it's somebody really who's not a good, you know, not a good fit in my life, then I'm going to walk away. Mm-hmm. But that's a really tough call.
Yeah.
How about you?
That is tough. I guess.
Do you have anyone in your life who, you know, if you have a challenging conversation, it's not going to help anyway. So what have you done?
Yes.
Do share.
Yes, I do have someone like that in my life. I have a family member and it's really hard to communicate with that person. And I found myself understanding that I'm not really ever going to get validation from that person. Mm. I'm not going to get like an apology or an explanation because they just don't communicate that way. And if they're not putting the work in, then I kind of had to release that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just kind of, it's just growing, I think. Mm-hmm.
I think we know in our guts, like who is going to put that work in and who's not. And
yeah.
that is the hardest thing because we all want closure. We crave certainty. We crave closure and you're not going to get it in certain relationships. And that's where that is truly where, when we talk about self-development, I think that's where the work really comes in, is creating that closure and forgiveness on your own for somebody that you just like, it doesn't feel you feel no justice. Mm-hmm. There's no justification. You feel like they're, you know, a challenging person. How can they not see this? And that's the place that we just have to close that book on our own and let it be okay and complete ourselves.
Right.
And my God, that is so challenging. But I think that's the true definition of like love and forgiveness is loving them even when you don't get the feeling that you want and you don't get the closure that you want. And when you can clearly see that this person is, in your opinion, in the wrong, but letting right. it be okay.
Agree.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
That and that is the human experience. Welcome.
Welcome to humanhood.
Mm-hmm. Humanhood.
And welcome. If you see it, I think in myself, I know I have certain habits. Everybody knows like the things you always do. Mm-hmm. And if you consistently see those things popping up, it's probably you. You know yeah. what I mean? Like I have tons of things like that. And I'm like, okay, I know this is me, but I'm still going to pick this argument because
Tina dude. Oh my God. Totally. I have things with people in my family where I get really triggered. And if I really look at it, sometimes I'm like, oh, they're not even being this way. I just yeah. have them in a box of this is how they always are. Mm-hmm. So I will, the second they do anything, I put it into that box and I'm like, see, this is what they're doing. And they'll be like, no, it's not nope. what they're doing at all.
Yeah.
But that's the lenses that you have on. So consistently taking those lenses off and being like, okay, reset.
Reset that otherwise, 90 seconds.
Yeah. Otherwise
that's a cool just, tool.
And the bear is going to be poked.
Yeah.
You know,
it's don't not do fun. It.
Got another question?
Yeah. I got one more.
All right. Let's do it.
It's from @hales.yeah_.
Hales.
That's
yeah.
a cool name.
Oh my God. Whose mom named them that? I just
Hales,
love it.
Yeah. This is great.
This is my baby. Hales, yeah.
This is my baby. Hales, yeah. Hales, yeah asks, in a quote unquote sit down talk, how to get them to open up when they never have and just don't know how to. Man.
Hmm. What is that one alcohol that makes you hallucinate?
Oh, absinthe?
Yeah.
Just it's casually.
Great. Just casually.
Couple drops.
It'll be great.
Put it on a cloth. Like in spy movies.
Put a cloth, you know, over their face. What is that?
What is that stuff
What
called?
Is that stuff?
I don't know. Ammonia? No, that's like what you clean
Please
your house
don't do
with.
That. We just, we're trying to have a conversation, not kill someone. Chloroform.
Chloroform.
This is why we have a third person. We forget that we can use her knowledge.
Thank God for Alyssa.
You know what, Alyssa? We don't even have to answer these questions anymore. I can be like, what does Alyssa say? Alyssa, please chime in. We have a third microphone now. Anyway. All right. So
no absinthe.
What was that question?
It was,
oh, if they don't know how to open up.
They don't know how to open
oh,
up.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, this is tough because you can't teach someone, you can't get someone ready for it. But I do think that there are different things that you can do to try to get someone to open up. Like here's the deal. If someone is like, oh, I want to talk and they want to sit me down and I'm not very open because I wasn't a very open communicator in my 20s at all. If you sit me down, that is the place where I'm going to build the thickest wall. I'm going to be like, F off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do not sit me down face to face. I'm going to block you out. I am literally going to shut down and I'm probably going to leave. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk to me, it's probably going to be something side by side. It's going to be walking. It's going to be something that I feel a lot more comfortable in. You can invite me somewhere. It can be a really, really friendly environment. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't suggest bringing up heavy topics, like bringing someone out to dinner, bringing up a heavy topic. Terrible idea.
Yeah, that could go south.
Unless you want like pasta noodles in your hair. It's, yeah, I would say walking like side by side. Mm-hmm. It feels a lot less non-threatening than face to face and sitting down with nowhere to go. Just like, hey, can we go on a walk? Like 60 minute yeah. walk, you guys, is literally life changing to say, hey, there's a couple things I'd love to chat about. You know, if this is, and don't do it right away. Like do it 30 minutes into the walk when the person's body and like chemistry is open mm-hmm. and you're a lot more relaxed and you've said a lot of really nice things to this person and how much you care about the relationship. And you might have to do this multiple times. It may not just be one walk, just like, hey, you know what? I'd like to start communicating more openly with you. Could we just start walking, creating space for it? Mm-hmm. Because I don't feel as close to you as I would like to. Just something that is so non-threatening, because if you come at somebody with something, man, it is going to be, it's going to be like war, because they are used to playing a different game with communication. They don't know how to communicate yet. So until you start to show them like this would be a great way to communicate, and maybe you share openly and vulnerably and not expect them to right away, I think that that is a great way to show that, you know, hey, this is a safe space. I'm going to start communicating
absolutely
in this way.
I love that. Because maybe sitting down for that person doesn't look like a sit down, just like you said. Maybe that walk that's easier, or going to a park and sitting on mm-hmm. a bench or something. Totally. Not necessarily like, because sometimes it can be scary when someone's like, hey, we need to talk.
And oh, like, it's the worst. I actually think that that is one sentence that is like the worst thing. Like, I even think employers should not be like, oh, we need to talk or we need to have a meeting. It should be like, hey, like, should be, yeah, hey, let's have a chat, but about like, tell me what it's about right. a little bit. Like, don't stress, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, please just don't ever give somebody this. Hey, the we worst. Need to talk. Yeah, dot, dot, like, dot. Oh, and then don't God, talk to them for happening? 8 hours.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I've lost my job. Like, oh my God, did I get them pregnant?
It's the worst feeling. Seriously, you play worst case scenario. Oh, with for every sure.
You're
thing.
Like, wait, I can't even get someone pregnant, but maybe somehow I did.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot going on. There.
I'm like, how am I going to pay child support?
You really?
I go to worst case scenario. I told you, make it weird is my hashtag.
Yeah, make it weird.
I just, you know, that's what I do.
I love it.
All right, Evans, what's your wisdom for? Let's think about this though, because you've got some deep guttural wisdom.
I don't know about that.
Tucked behind your bowels.
Oh yeah, bowel movements. Mm-hmm. What's my wisdom today? I can only speak from what I'm doing.
I don't want you to speak from what I'm doing. That would be chaos.
My wisdom would be to get rid of those things that are holding you down. And I swear, I think it's the old bras and undies. Start there because it's going to open up. You deserve a new bra. You deserve that new supportive thing that's going to make you happy. And when you clear out that old garbage, it's going to feel good. Whether it's an old bra or some old negative thoughts or whatever.
I can't even tell you how much I love that, because we're trying to bring all these new things in for 2020 and you're bringing it in on top of a freaking steaming pile of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you would not build a mansion on a pile of shit.
No, you gotta clear it
and you gotta find the diamonds underneath, which is gonna just be raw.
Yes.
Nothing. Why did I? Diamonds. You already had it so perfect. I didn't need to put anything on top of it.
I like that you wanted to, but you know what? You do need a little shit because that's fertilizer.
Well, that's true. So maybe just leave one tiny layer.
Yeah.
Yeah. For whatever you're
going to
grow.
That's just life.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. Grow. You know what? You are so Southern. I just love you for making me feel better about myself.
Hey, anytime.
All right, you guys. Until next time. Be questionably awesome.
Yeah.
Which means you're just going to be awesome.
Be yourself.
Because there's no question.
Nope. Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.